Lesson 24, Thanksgiving and Giving Thanks. We have focused on being a wise steward with our treasure and our time. We have examined how to be a careful spender, a diligent provider, and a wise planner. We want Jesus to be Lord in every area of our life, including our spending. Let us also seek to be thankful. We have all received so much from our good God. The best and most appropriate thing we can do is recognize that, quote, every good and perfect gift comes from above, unquote, and say, thank you. James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Ephesians 5:20, give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lepers and the wilderness. There are two passages of Scripture which help me to remember to be thankful: the parable of the lepers in Luke 17 and the exhortation from Moses to the children of Israel in Deuteronomy 8. Now, I can't think of a malady more awful than leprosy. It is a terrible disease accompanied by physical suffering and social ostracism. Luke records the story of how 10 lepers approached Jesus and lifted up their voices for help. Their appeal was heard, and they were each miraculously healed of this terrible disease. One man returned to thank Jesus and give glory to God. Only one. This seems to be fairly typical behavior for humanity in general. We receive so much and yet forget to give God thanks. The passage is found in Luke 17, verses 12 through 18. As he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? It is natural when we have needs to work and pray to see those needs met. But when we are fed, clothed, and cared for in a variety of ways, let's not forget who helped us. Deuteronomy 8, 15 through 18. Do not forget that he led you through the great and terrifying wilderness with its poisonous snakes and scorpions, where it was so hot and dry. He gave you water from the rock. He fed you with manna in the wilderness, a food unknown to your ancestors. He did this to humble you and test you for your own good. He did all this so you would never say to yourself, I have achieved this wealth with my own strength and energy. Remember the Lord your God. He is the one who gives you power to be successful in order to fulfill the covenant he confirmed to your ancestors with an oath. Gratefulness. As a husband and father, I am committed to caring for my wife and children. I like working for them. I want to provide for their needs. They are my family and I love them. But I really appreciate it when they thank me for what I do for them. Whether it is taking them to play mini golf, buying them a meal at a restaurant, or taking them on a vacation, it always blesses me when they say thanks. On more than one occasion, my wife has come into my office when I am working and thanked me for working for our family. She doesn't need to do this since I will probably do it anyway, but it sure does make my work more satisfying and enjoyable. Colossians 3:15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for meeting our needs and giving us our daily bread. Thank you for giving us the power to work and earn money. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, and we thank you. Amen.